time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Michael Bryant. He is with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. He's their regional planning manager, and we're going to talk about the census. We've got a deadline coming up on the census, and we're going to talk about that deadline. We're also going to talk about people need to realize how important the census is to, I mean, as far as even funding for from the federal government, representation in Congress, and even business expansion. So we're going to talk with Michael about that this morning. Michael, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So let's start right out of the gate. Every 10 years, we do a census, correct?
That is correct.
So, and the time for this one is coming around again, and we're hitting a deadline of September 30th, you were saying.
Currently, that's the deadline, yes.
And that is actually an extension from, was it July?
I believe it was July, and it's extended into September.
Okay, and you are also saying that they're looking at possibly pushing it into October, if it's necessary. Is that...
That would be a legislative thing if they actually decide for that. But
okay, so let's talk about what the census really, what all goes into the census and what the census is.
Well, the census, like you said, Dave, it's a count of the population every 10 years. And so the nice thing to think about with the census is it's every single person throughout the entire country that doesn't ask if you're legal or illegal. It doesn't ask anything like that. It doesn't ask if you're Republican or Democrat or any political party. It just wants to know how many people were living in your household as of April 1st. And so it's really that basic. And then obviously it's going to have a few questions related to your national origin, things like that. A handful of other questions that are very basic things to learn. So,
and you know, the great thing about it is when that first came, I got the postcard, did it online, and that was it. It was done.
Right.
That was probably the easiest way to do it. Well, now that time has passed, and you said that they are going around door to door right now as far as the census is concerned.
So you can still do it online. You can't do it by mail, from what I understand, because that time has passed. But you can do it online. You can do it by phone. And there are the census takers coming by, but they're only going to come by to the homes that have not already done it.
Okay. So let's talk about what really the census means to the Carbon County area and to the state of Utah even as a whole. You were saying 10 years ago, when we had the census, we had enough to do to get another representative in the U.S. House of Representatives, correct?
That is correct. After they did that census, they were able to redistrict and determine we had enough individuals in those various districts to have an additional congressional seat.
So we've got that. So that gives us, you know, six voices in Washington as far as between the Senate and the House of Representatives. And that's one thing that the census helps with. And if we hit another population gain over the last 10 years, you know, maybe we'll get another one. You never know. And that's really how it all entails and feeds into. And that's just one part of it. The other part of it, let's talk about funding and funds from the federal government. What does that mean?
So the number that the census likes to throw out about funding is for each individual in a community. In Carbon County, that means about $1,800 of funding that comes to the area from various entities, whether it's federal, philanthropic, state, whatever. But all of those are based off of census counts and how much money is potentially deemed as needed for the area. And so that's what we're estimating with the census now is that $1,800. It could be more. I mean, that was estimates from the 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's per person
in
the population.
Yes, per person.
So that's big money if, you know, for every person that is in the United or in Carbon County alone, that money kicks in from the federal government. And then the other one that maybe a lot of people don't realize or think about is business expansion.
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, every type of business, one way or another, especially large businesses, are going to do some sort of market analysis to determine if they can expand into an area. And guess what? They get their data from the census. Whether they buy it from some third party or whatever, it's all derived from the census in originally.
And so if a business is looking at relocating or coming into an area, they have to look and see if they even have the population to sustain the amount of people to even work there, correct? That's what they're kind of looking at when they
exactly. As well as the census will also collect information related to income. And so they can see, you know, income values of the area. And if a particular amount of income is there, then that business could consider relocating because they know there's enough income to support it.
Okay, so let's take a moment. You have like a personal story. And that's one thing that people don't realize either is that, you know, the census, funding from the census can help people start businesses, can help people, you know, get going or even improve their business. And you've got like some personal stories that are about that, correct?
So we have a few personal stories that we have other programs in our office that work with disadvantaged individuals, aging people, people with financial hardships, things of that nature. And most recently, I brought attention to an individual that got in a car accident and he became a paraplegic. And so he was living in a care center for, I think it was 4 years before this New Choices program that we have in our office was able to help him out. And this New Choices program was able to help him to a point where he can live in his own home. He has two attendants that live there with him, and they get free rent, basically. And his cost to live in his own home is around, I want to say it was $1,000, $1,500, something like that, of government-related assistance, opposed to living in a care center, was over $7,000 a month.
And all that funding came from...
All that
one way or the other came
from
the census.
Well, it's census data is what determined
right.
whether we would get that funding. Yes.
So it is important. It really is. So when they come and they're asking you the questions about the census, take the time to answer them. If you've got that postcard still sitting, I know everybody has a pile on their kitchen table where there's mail. If you've got that postcard still sitting in there, get it out and you can go online and do that because it's very important to get this census information done. And we've got what now until the 30th of September, right?
Unless they make an extension, it's till the 30th of September.
All right. Well, Michael Bryant with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, thank you for coming in and letting people know about this. And hopefully we can get the word out and get some information out there to the people and they can get this taken care of.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.